With politicians and members of the Natural Resources Board still at odds over baiting and feeding, whether the practice continues may come down to individual choice. Nearly all the major hunting groups support a ban. However, feed mill operators say they're losing business, and some lawmakers think the rules are too strict. The chairperson of the Rules Committee, which rejected a ban, believes the Natural Resources Board should have compromised. Republican Representative Glenn Grothman.
It's very rare that you get 100% of what you want in the Capitol. I think the DNR board got about 90% of what they wanted, and they still walked away from the table and says, if you're only going to give us 90%, we'd rather have nothing.
By nothing, Grothman is referring to the fact there won't be a ban on baiting and feeding unless new legislation is passed. If that doesn't happen, Deputy DNR Secretary Bill Smith hopes people will listen to scientists and forego the practice anyway, in the interest of curbing chronic wasting disease.
We've networked with national experts on CWD, very, very strong recommendations that baiting and feeding is a factor in the spread of this disease, and we should make every effort to ban it in the state of Wisconsin if we sincerely want to limit the spread of this disease.
Legislators on a key committee asked the DNR board for a 2-gallon limit on feeding up north and baiting outside zones where CWD has been found. Before discovery of the deadly deer disease, 10 gallons of bait was allowed and feeding wasn't restricted at all. And that's the situation now, unless legislators change their minds and restore a statewide ban. Meanwhile, the DNR still has authority to enact a ban in the areas where CWD is concentrated. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.